everyone. Welcome to another episode of Chatter for Change. This is season 2, episode 3. And I am Jacob Harley.
I'm Connor Wolf.
I'm Jenna.
I'm Carly.
And just welcome back to another episode.
Ooh. The gang is all here.
We're all here.
And my mic keeps on drifting off.
Does it? I can fix that real quick. Let me just...
All right.
She meant it literally is
literally
moving.
Look, watch.
Oh, I see that.
Oh, yeah.
All
right. Sorry, listeners only. You don't get to see it.
Get a pace of for some premium
just like
access.
The camera.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the camera. All right. So let's see. How's everyone doing today?
I'm doing all right. I'll be honest. I was doing all right until about 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago. What happened 10 minutes ago?
I was playing chess.
Oh.
Okay. And I've got slippery fingers trying to move the pieces around.
Slippery fingers.
And I was about to checkmate, and then I accidentally put my rook right in front of the bishop, and so I just lost the game because of that.
Carly, Jenna, I feel like you two have no idea what we're talking about.
Chess.
I've never played chess.
One made me play it one day during digital literacy because I was like done with everything almost, and so he taught me how to play it, so I kind of know how to play it.
See, were you playing online chess or physical chess?
It was online chess.
Yes, it was online.
I was playing it with Jacob over here. We were both on our phones.
Jenna, do you want to move your chair so your mic isn't really...
Probably.
To the side.
Yeah. I've already moved it once or twice.
Do you want crab?
Do you want crab?
So, Jenna, how are you doing?
Okay.
You got your cast off.
Well, no, it's a splint.
What does that mean?
The thing I had on the other week.
Aren't they, like, kind of the same thing?
A splint. I had a Velcro splint.
It's kind of like a brace.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
I might wear it again after this because it's hurting, but it's just... I'm allowed to have it off now and just move around and stuff like that. Do some things like I can do stuff I'm comfortable with and work on my range of motion because I can't turn it all the way.
I see.
Okay.
Well, getting deeper into what this podcast is actually about.
You didn't ask Carly what she's doing.
Carly, what are you doing? How are
how what'd you do, Carly? What'd you do, huh?
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
Great.
That's it?
Yeah, I suppose that is it.
Right. How are you doing, Jacob?
Me? Personally, today has been very exciting. I went to the FYE boot camp for early college.
What does FYE stand for?
I don't know, and I'm a part of it.
FYI.
It means first year experience.
Ah.
So okay. Only people going to early college for their very first year take it.
Mm-hmm. We got free snacks.
We did get free snacks. It was very nice.
We were like ravens. Like, I thought everybody was going to take like one little thing. No, everybody got like 5 bags of chips and cookies.
It was very chaotic.
Has it stormed wherever y'all are? Because it was starting to rain in Savory.
Oh, yes. A couple of my friends, they complained about some thunder last night. Personally, in Providence, I did not hear or see any.
I heard thunder and saw lightning, and I live, like, not even a minute from your house. So, I don't know what you were doing.
Are you sure you could hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Not Carly, I was talking to Jacob. I was like, you were probably doing something.
No. I was legit just, like, sitting in bed whenever they were talking about it, so.
All right.
Are any of y'all going to open house tonight?
I believe I will go to open house tonight.
I probably will. I'm going to take my sister to her classes. It's going to be funny because she has some of the same teachers as me.
It depends.
It depends?
Because I don't know.
It's
probably
you guys have any like regular classes?
They
or
have
is
like
it just
two.
Like
we
early college?
We get 3 periods for free.
Oh.
We get three normal high school classes.
3 periods, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll still take a CAD class. I'll still take my art class. And I'm either going to take another art CAD, or another art class, or another CAD class.
Don't you have to do Spanish?
Yeah, you have to.
I already did Spanish.
Oh, you already did Spanish?
I did both Spanish classes last year.
Oh.
I have everything besides, like, main classes. Yeah.
I had it freshman year and sophomore year.
Mm.
I currently am taking Spanish 1 this year.
Take 2 with it.
I can't.
Why can't you?
Be glad. Because the block class is only during certain periods.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
Be glad you don't have the books. That's the only thing that I'm about. Because I had the books freshman year, and they're like the old books. Like, all the pages are off.
Ooh.
Oof. I really don't like books in classrooms, if anything.
Well, I like them better than online. Online hurts my eyes.
I don't like carrying them around. They are so heavy.
Agreed.
They are heavy. Well, we get a... If you want a locker, you have to fill a form out.
Oh, do you? I never used a locker anyway, actually.
I'm not sure if I'm going to get one or not. It just depends on, like, how much stuff I have to have for each class.
Wait a minute. Did I hear that right? You have to pay for it now?
No, fill a form out.
Fill a form out. Okay.
The only reason I want one is because of my cheer bag in that. Like, I want to keep my bags in there, but also I could just keep it in one of my teacher's classrooms because they love me.
That's true. It would be really convenient if you are, like, on a sports team and have to carry your equipment around.
I'll say this, though. If you can get a big enough bag, you don't really need one. I've gone through my entire high school career without using that locker.
Same.
Yeah, but also if your class is, like, right next to it, it'd be helpful to keep your book in there. Like, I had a stats book, and then I also had a Spanish book. I had to carry one sophomore year, one freshman year. And it was heavy. Like, my backpack, like, whenever I was able to take it out, it was like heaven on earth.
You just gotta get stronger.
I use it to challenge people. I say, hey, Jacob, try to lift my backpack up.
Yeah, I do that too.
Keep, like, a million things in your backpack.
I do.
I keep not a million as much, things in my jacket.
Yeah, I was about to say, not as much stuff as Jacob has in his jacket.
Do you have scissors in there right now?
No, I have ended up permanently erasing scissors from my my pockets.
The safety hazard?
Well, besides being a safety hazard, I believe it's also why I have a hole in one of my pockets.
Is someone going to sell it for you?
Sell my scissors or my jacket?
Your jacket.
Your jacket. Fix the hole,
oh,
Jacob.
Oh, so. I thought you said
sell. I've had to do that
for
my sister a few times, but it's not the jacket. It's the pants.
No, I'm going to try and get a new jacket sometime. We couldn't find any in person, so I might have to order one online.
Is it going
to
have as many pockets?
Definitely.
It's going to have more.
Or you can maybe get a patch. More pockets. Like, there's patches from Walmart you can get and then just, like, iron it on.
Dude, take one of my patches. My mom's got, like, 50 of them from, like, all the vacations and trips we've done.
If anything, I would just prefer...
Those are decorative.
They
patches.
Are decorative.
I'm talking about, like, there's fabric patches. Like, there's some for jeans and that, too.
If anything, I would just buy a new jacket. Because the back of this one's getting a little short on me as well.
Do any of y'all have hobbies? Like, I have sewing and crocheting and reading. But, like...
I can crochet. And I like to read a lot.
Actually, I did some reading recently.
You just... What'd you read?
What book?
Just some random little books that I have in my, in some of my drawers.
A Minecraft survival book?
It probably was.
I did have two of those, but I did not read them.
Was there a Lego Star Wars book?
Lego Ninjago.
All right. I've been getting into chess recently, if you couldn't tell from earlier.
Oh, yeah.
When I was talking about that. That's what I've been doing recently.
I've been getting more into solitaire. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Ooh, I am very nice with solitaire.
I love that it's one of the Google games on our Chromebooks that we're allowed to do.
Yes.
Because everything else is literally blocked, unless you can find, like, that one website that has a few good games.
That one website.
But of course that is, you know, for school safety reasons and to keep kids interpersonalized with their work, I believe.
It's very dangerous to search up Flappy Bird on Chromebook.
But the Google games are the ones that are like, it's like solitaire.
The
and
classics.
And then there's a Mr. Pac-Man.
Yeah.
And then
Minesweeper.
Other one. Yeah.
And Snake.
Oh, I got way into Minesweeper.
You
I remember
did.
Speed running the expert modes every day.
I'm horrible with Minesweeper.
Yeah. I tried.
Me too.
Minesweeper just frustrates me because I'm not real good at clicking. So I would always misclick and it
blows
just,
up.
Yep.
I tried teaching my girlfriend Beth about it and she's like, I just don't get it. I was like, you just, like, around the number, it tells you how many mines are in it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what? So we never got that rolling.
We should keep a tally on how many people we know or, like, how many times we have to change out our Chromebooks. Because last year, eighth grade year, I only had to change it out once. Last year, I had to change it out like two or three times.
Change out? What do you mean by that?
Like if it gets broke or something?
Like, I had a problem. Like, one of mine would not turn on. And then another time, like, my keys, like, it would not let me press U for the love. Every time I tried to press it, it would not.
I believe that I've only had that problem once, and it was with my Chromebook not turning on.
I've never had to, like, actually change out a Chromebook, but last year my Chromebook had a glitch, and part of the screen would, like, flash sometimes. But it didn't happen all the time, so I just went with it.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I've never had any Chromebook hardware issues that weren't on my own accord. But the one thing I have had a problem with was the zippers on the case. They both came off.
That's fun.
A year ago, and they never fixed it until just now.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we going to have fun? It's going to be so much fun on Church of More Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If we get to go.
If Connor and I are able to, yes.
Y'all like face stream. What is it called?
FaceTime?
Yeah, FaceTime.
Or Google Duo. It depends on your phone.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I like it, but then also, it kind of needs to be a little bit more organized. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Trojan Wars or Google Duo?
No, Trojan Wars. Right. Google Duo is fine. But, the activities and all that.
Yeah, I liked it more when we, didn't have to be somewhere specific and we could just, do whatever.
You don't have to be somewhere specific. Yeah. Like, you can go to one and then walk to the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just stayed at one.
Freshman year, though, we had to schedule where we were gonna
freshman year. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
freshman year
it's better now that we can just it's not as sound, you won't know where all the kids are.
Mm-hmm.
But then also the teachers that are supervising have their walkie talkies, so they can just say, hey, I need blah 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 to the office, they're checking out or something, they need to grab something.
Mm-hmm.
And plus there's intercoms. And we can hear it.
Unless you're outside.
School.
I'll say this. I'll be at the ping pong table if I get to go.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to challenge one of the Yes Youth Council members, you can come see me at the ping pong.
That's right outside my pride period. So whenever we have those long periods of downtime, we would go out there and we would watch them, or we would play, which I didn't play this year. I literally laid on the floor because I was just waiting for us to go to lunch, because we have second lunch.
Last year, my favorite thing was the hot potato. It was really nice.
I played it freshman year, not we sophomore year. We did that
a lot. And card games.
And it's fun whenever you get to go with other people to go. Instead of, if they did it class or rotations, everyone in this hall, go to these games over here or that. Or if they did, Miss Detwaller's Pride's going to go to this classroom and then this classroom and then that classroom, it would be not as fun. And then you can't interact with other people.
Not enjoyable, no.
We have a Yes Youth Council training coming up, don't we?
Yeah, that's tomorrow. 9 to 3.
Yes. That's the where?
At the extension 4-H office. Extension office.
Got it.
Yeah.
Good thing we're here to remind you children.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
I bet it'll be a lot of fun because we get to practice all those fun skits.
Yeah.
Fun.
We need to make a new one. I'm ready for a new skit.
Oh, we should make a new skit.
We probably will.
I could write one. Like, honestly, I've been practicing my writing skills recently. I could write a new skit.
I have a little bit too, because I was bored one day and I was like, you know what? I'm going to write a story. Mm-hmm. Not saying what it's about because I don't even know, but.
Yeah. Don't want nobody stealing it.
Well, that reminds me. That reminds me. Right. Call out to Miss Townsend's room for Free Write Fridays.
Free Write Fridays. I really hope we get to do those this year because we will have her for AP Lang.
AP Comp and Lang, I think. Let me look. We had, what was it?
We have Free Write Fridays and they're amazing.
They are wonderful and chaotic.
It's basically, for our bell ringers, she'll give us a prompt and we have to write following the prompt, and sometimes it'll be like a song and you have to write a story to go along with the mood of the song. They're very fun. And it's very interesting to hear what everybody wrote.
AP mm-hmm. English Language and Comp is what it's called, is our class this year.
Sometimes they're images as well, and so you'll see the image And then you'll be like, oh, okay, I want to go with this specific image out of these three. And then you can just simply write a story about what the image is about or what it relates to.
We did that at Christ the King a little bit. I liked it.
I think I wrote about Shrek.
It's a very good way to get our creativity flowing and get us into the mood for English class.
Mm-hmm. Club days are every Friday of the month, like every third Friday, something like that.
I thought they were on Wednesdays.
They used to be on Wednesdays.
I know, but that's what Miss Baker said whenever we had to do the freshman, the welcome class of 2025 thing. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about it that day, and we all had booths there, which I couldn't help Courtney and Donna, but okay. Because I was over there with FBLA. And
FBLA is the best. If you're looking for a club, you should join it.
If you have a business class. And so we were talking, and we helped tour some people around the tech school because they came down there. And we were telling them about all the stuff we've had done. Like, we talked about Wednesday club days, like how the schedule is and all that. How usually if the two periods we have... either if it's on a club day, you go to your clubs, and it's either club A or club B. Or if it's a regular Wednesday, you go to what teacher you're assigned to or what teacher you want to go to.
And usually when you go to those classes, it's like studying help and making up tests
or
stuff
like
that.
Somebody pulls you to help out because you understand the content and she can't help every single student, so they need some help. Or you can just go in there and be in there, because if you don't have anything to do or pride, you can sign up for somebody's class that you're in, mm-hmm. mostly. And I wonder if they're going to be on Fridays now, or if they're going to do it Wednesdays and just do club days Fridays some on those weeks of the third week.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything about that.
That'd be interesting. One thing I was actually curious about recently is with my schedule for my early college classes, I don't have any classes on Tuesdays.
Do you not?
The only classes that I believe I have on Tuesdays are my high school classes.
So, it sounds like you're going to be having some study hall time.
Well, that means me as well. Hold on, because we take the same college classes at the same time.
Y'all can come hang out in my classes. I don't care.
Yeah, so
we're going to go make a chess club in our study hall time.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people you'd get.
I know we would get one. That'd be Cade.
That would be Cade.
Would be Cade, yes. For sure. What was the... I forgot something I was going to say. This happens a lot, okay? I'll talk about something, and then I'll forget the other thing.
Isn't there a survey on the Infinite Campus that we have to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, when you go to...
online registration.
You have to take a drug-free survey on the parent portal, and... this is for your parents to, give their opinions about the community and how big drug use is. Mm-hmm. And we use the information from this survey to fund our federal grants. It'll give us more information about how the community is doing as a whole. And we get grants based on that information.
And also how we can help get this county to be more drug-free.
Mm-hmm.
Which... I've never seen an appeal in doing drugs and that.
Oh, agreed.
But then, as my mental health has got worse sometimes, I've seen a kind of appeal to it, but then I always have to remember what I've learned and that it's not going to help you whatsoever. It's just going to make you go worse.
I feel like that's a very good, very good stance on the situation, because everyone usually sees drugs or alcohol as a way of escaping, mm-hmm. whereas it will usually just... stall the problem and make it work and even add more stress onto the situation.
Find healthier coping mechanisms, basically.
Now, some drugs for medical use,
yeah,
those are okay, but you just don't want to get too attached to them.
Yeah, they need to be controlled.
Yeah, almost. Mm-hmm. I needed mine to sleep. My arm was hurting that bad. I needed to sleep. Yeah. I needed it for sleep. But I had my Nana and my Mimi and my mom and all of them telling me, don't get addicted to this. Whenever you need to stop, stop. If you don't need to sleep anymore, don't take it.
Agreed.
I still have it in case I have bad pain, but also I'm not taking it because I don't need it to sleep anymore.
And that's another bad drug problem is medical drug overdose, because people will get addicted to those drugs, and it's a really bad thing that happens. It's really sad to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they talked more about it the year before us in season 1, episode 4. And I know some shows have touched light on how drugs can be, like, people need it, mm-hmm. but then also you don't want to give them too much or too little. Like, they don't have, I didn't get mine until, like, the day after or something, or they don't write the prescription until, like, until you need it or something. I forget.
It's but. Good to have people in your life who can hold you accountable and make sure you don't get addicted when you are put on those medicines.
Or, like, in general, for anything. Like, you need good people around you to hold you accountable for what you want to do and all that, and to help and check up on you. Because, literally, mental health is, like, one of the things that you really do need help with. Like,
it's also good. Somebody there. And this is something that True Blue and Yes Youth Council promotes, is natural highs. Something you can do without being involved in drugs, alcohol, or tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Serotonin.
For me, my natural high is, like, archery or hanging out with my friends. FBLA.
I can definitely add on to that. Personally, a natural high of mine is definitely hanging out with friends. Because surrounding yourself with good people, such as my current friend group, it's just a great way to kind of have that fun, but also that safe and productive kind of fun.
Does that term mean things that make you happy or things that give you adrenaline?
Things that make you happy.
Things that make you happy.
It can give him some energy sometimes hanging out with, I know me at least, because I get wild sometimes.
We had a bonfire at Carly's. It was fun.
Yeah.
We
had lots of sweets there.
Yeah, they had the cookies and that.
Yeah, with no drugs or
alcohol. No drugs or alcohol, kids.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had cookies and we had water and we had Dr. Pepper.
And we had marshmallows and chocolate and graham crackers. Because if you're going to have a bonfire, you have to have s'mores.
I don't like s'mores. They're too sweet.
You don't like s'mores?
No, I like regular marshmallows. Like, Carly had these marshmallows that were stuffed with chocolate, and I took one bite of it.
Oh, that sounds...
Those are new.
That. It's too sweet for me. I can't. I can only take one bite. And you all know how much I love sweets.
Mm. They were interesting. It was definitely something new.
It was kind of weird, but it was okay.
They are new. Like, didn't they, like, just come out with them?
I have no idea.
I believe they did.
I don't know. Was it like a fudgy chocolate, or was it like a Hershey's chocolate when you would use a normal s'more?
It wasn't, like, as rich as Hershey's chocolate.
It wasn't.
But it was
bunny, like the chocolate bunny chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, chocolate bunnies on Easter, they make me sick to eat.
It's kind of okay to, like, it's good to kind of get out of your comfort zone just a little bit. Like, as a friend, sometimes I try to be, like, get friends out of their comfort zone. Like, I try to get Audrey out of her comfort zone a little bit because we're both homebodies, basically. But then also, I'm more extroverted.
But you also don't want to push too far.
Yeah.
Like, agreed.
Yeah.
If it makes them uncomfortable, you don't want to, like, cause them to have a panic attack.
Yeah, baby steps. Like, we made a bet that if I watched all the Harry Potter movies with her and the Fantastic Beasts one, that we would get our nails done or paint our nails. Yeah. We haven't painted her nails yet, but I'm going to do it one time whenever she comes over.
Yeah, that sounds something like that I would do with my friend. Not necessarily paint my nails, but just going to hang out, like going to the mall, going to go eat. That's like one of my natural highs.
Why would you not paint your nails, Connor?
Maybe I like it natural, Jacob. You don't understand
it's,
me.
It's bothered me. Like, I can't have my nails done really because of gymnastics and all that. It's like, you're not allowed to have it. And it's just no point in getting it. Like, I got it, like, a few days before a competition with Caitlin. Like, I spent the night with her. And then we got our nails done. And also, I just don't really like acrylics because my experience has been bad with them.
Makes sense.
It's a fun activity, but...
It's very fun. No. Y'all seen Black Widow?
I have not.
Yes.
Are we able to talk about that?
It's a Marvel movie that children can see, so yes.
Yeah, it's not...
But
it's...
we don't want to give out any spoilers to our viewers.
I haven't even seen it.
Well, yeah. I will give an unspoilery review.
Unspoilery review.
In like 3 minutes. It was good. It had action. It had a very interesting story with the family. I won't go too detailed into that, because that's basically the whole movie, is the family conflict.
And Dom Toretto...
get into, like, how most movies early before this, or how they do even now, betray women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's I feel like that has become a more inclusive thing recently with Marvel movies.
So, would you recommend this?
Yes.
Watch
Wait,
it.
Sorry to cut you off.
It's
there.
Okay. You but answered my question.
I will say this, though. The beginning of the movie almost made me cry.
Oh.
It's really sad.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so, don't come to this movie just to, like, what be all happy scary? And cheery.
Just be like, oh, yeah, action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have we touched on everything?
I believe we have.
Yeah.
I think so.
We've touched all bases.
Wait a minute. No, we have not.
Okay, what do you think of?
Connor, you got to talk about your cardboard tree stump.
Oh, yes.
We skipped
an entire episode.
We skipped an entire episode about my cardboard tree
stump.
Yeah,
but we're all here now.
This is definitely what I was referring to in the first episode. So in art class, we had to make something out of cardboard. And so the art project I did before this was already something out of cardboard. And so I gotta think big. I gotta think huge scale. And I think, what if I roll just like a strip of cardboard into like a cylinder circle and use the side with all of the rough edges as almost like the center of a tree bark?
Interesting.
And so I made that, and then I cut out probably 100 triangle cardboard pieces and glued them all together to make a tree stump.
That sounds very interesting.
Do you have a fun fact for us today?
Fun fact.
Oh, like a fun science-y fact?
Yes.
Well, the last one I came up with is that pineapples eat you back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that's very interesting.
Refer back to season 2, episode 1, if you would like to hear more about the pineapples.
If you would like to hear a lot about pineapples. I don't believe I do have a science-y fact for today, though.
Oh, that's sad.
Do you have an inspirational quote, then?
An inspirational quote?
Make your own, if you don't know one.
Is it like obligated of me?
Yes.
You must do it before we uncuff you.
Uncuff me?
Yes.
What does that mean?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Jenna, do you not know what being cuffed is? Handcuffs, Jenna.
Handcuffs. I'm having my blonde moment. Leave me alone. It only happens very so often.
And she watches Criminal Minds.
She does.
Nobody gets arrested.
That's just coincidental. I thought it was like a video game movie or something. I thought it was a reference.
No.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's everything for today. So
we've had a very interesting conversation for today.
Yes. That's fun. We could talk for hours if we could.
We most likely would just speak for hours on edge.
We'll make a director's cut one day.
But we have met our time limit.
We have.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for joining watching. Us.
Everyone wave bye to the camera.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
There's no camera.
Stop denying it.
Fine.